Welcome to another Worldwide Business Brokers podcast. I'm Bill Licato, and with me today is Joe Caffrey, president of Worldwide Business Brokers. Welcome back to the show, Joe.
Thanks, Bill. It's good to be back.
Joe, we've received periodic emails from listeners with questions about buying or selling businesses, and today I'd like to tackle a couple of issues related to demand. One of the emails that we recently received was from a business owner who wanted to know what types of businesses are currently selling. What types of businesses are in high demand? What would you say to him, Joe?
Well, Bill, my first comment would be that if a business is profitable, that is, if it can pay for itself, support the buyer's family, and give the buyer a return on his or her investment, there is a demand for that business. However, I think I understand the listener's real question. In the United States, we're seeing high demand for businesses in fields related to healthcare and technology. Though for tech firms, we're seeing pretty good demand in most of the world. Because the demand for these types of businesses is strong, the multiples being paid for profitable businesses in these fields may be modestly higher than the multiples being paid for some other businesses.
So, Joe, what's driving this demand?
One of the reasons for the demand for healthcare businesses in the U.S. is the advent of Obamacare, the prospect of which has driven many healthcare providers, large and small, toward consolidation. The regulations and requirements of Obamacare are also driving, in no small measure, the demand for tech companies, particularly those that focus on the healthcare sector. The EMR requirements of the law, that is, electronic medical records, and the penalties for not meeting those requirements, have people in the healthcare industry scrambling to find technology solutions quickly so that they don't run afoul of the law once it is fully implemented in 2014. Add to this the standardization of services and pricing, and the many other aspects of American healthcare that the law will impact, and that most providers are simply not equipped to implement these requirements, and you have a hot industry generating attractive profits. Sellers of businesses in these industries can generally find a number of interested buyers. Of course, not everyone wants to be in healthcare or technology. After the recent economic unpleasantness that resulted from the collapse of many markets a couple of years ago, we've begun to see an uptick in buyer interest for businesses in many industries. Even our European traffic has begun to show signs of life.
Okay, Joe, so what's driving the overall demand?
There are a number of factors, Bill. One is unemployment, as counterintuitive as that may seem. At the moment, unemployment in the U.S. is still north of 7%. Canada has similar numbers. In France and Italy, it's around 11%. In Spain and Greece, it's an unimaginable 27%. A certain number of those that are unemployed have the intestinal fortitude, work ethic, personal savings, and/or credit to be business owners. They need to provide for their families and realize that, with unemployment so high and employment growth so slow, their chances of finding a good-paying job anytime soon are slim. Buying or starting a business are really the only options, and buying one is far less risky than starting one. Another factor driving demand is consolidation. Larger firms are acquiring smaller ones. This is particularly true in the healthcare industry, a trend that started a few years ago. We see companies with 30, 40, or 50 million in sales shopping for companies generating 4 or 5 million in sales. But we also see this at the Main Street level. As an example, one of our offices in the southeastern U.S. is working with a regional laundromat operating group that is expanding by acquiring any smaller chains or mom-and-pop facilities in their geographic area that the acquiring company feels are reasonably promising. We see the same thing in the mobile home park industry.
How about restaurants? We received an email from a restaurant owner in Cleveland wondering how hard it would be to sell now.
Restaurants are always a favorite, Bill, particularly the mid-market local types. Sometimes it seems as if almost everyone who has never owned a restaurant thinks they'd be a great restaurateur. Admittedly, this is a slight exaggeration, Bill, but it's almost as if just because a few people laud your omelets or burgers or chocolate cake, you think you're the next Julia Child or Jacques Pactin. People with absolutely no restaurant experience buy restaurants all the time. Unfortunately, we end up selling some of them again soon at a price that is usually less than what the inexperienced owner paid.
So it sounds like as if the market may be strengthening. Is that what you're seeing?
We're seeing a modest increase in traffic on our websites and to our listings, Bill. This suggests that more buyers are in the market, and that, in turn, suggests that we may see some modest strengthening of valuations, at least in certain industries. However, financing is still a challenge. For sellers, the ideal buyer is another business with a good history and strong financials. As well, good business brokers have both conventional and non-conventional sources of funding and generally assist in this aspect of the business transaction, as well as all of the other aspects. But I want to caution any owner that the process of selling a business at a fair price is rarely a short-term proposition. And the business, be it a local restaurant with $750,000 in revenue or a logistics and distribution company doing $15 million a year, needs to be priced right if it is to attract serious buyers. Again, valuing and pricing a business is where a good business broker comes in.
All right. Well, Joe, thanks for coming by to discuss the evolving market for buying or selling a business, and we look forward to your next visit. If you have any questions for Joe, just go to the Worldwide Business Brokers website, worldwidebusinessbrokers.com, and click the Contact Us button. If you'd like to discuss selling or buying a business, send an email to info@worldwidebusinessbrokers.com to be connected to the Worldwide Business Brokers office nearest you. Until next time, I'm Bill Licato.